Hi there, my name is Rory Clark, and I am the pastor of Barah Ministries, a worldwide Christian church based in Mesa, Arizona. And I have a question for you. Why don't you give God another chance? That's the focus of these 10-minute lessons. You can give God another chance. Today's lesson, those who want to know God are curious. Asking questions seems to be a lost art. I've found it to be an invaluable part of learning. Are you curious? What does it mean to be curious? Curious means to be eager to learn or inquisitive. Are you eager to learn? Are you inquisitive? Well, the Lord Jesus Christ makes a promise to you in Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 to 11. If you are curious, he says, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and everyone who seeks finds, and to everyone who knocks it will be opened. Matthew 7, 9. Or what man is there among you who, when his son asks for a loaf of bread, will give him a stone? Matthew 7, 10. Or if his son asks for a fish, he won't give him a snake, will he? Matthew 7, 11. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, and you do, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give what is good to those who ask him? See, God wants you to get to know him. Why don't you give God another chance? Jeremiah chapter 29, verses 11 to 13 say this, I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for your welfare and not for calamity, to give you a future and a hope. Jeremiah 29, 12, then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. Jeremiah 29, 13, you will seek me, and you will find me when you search for me with all your heart. You see, God doesn't want just a little part of you. He doesn't want your toe in the water. He wants all of you. But God has an enemy that doesn't want you to get to know him. The Lord Jesus Christ used a parable to get across the seriousness of what happens when you begin to seek a relationship with him. And I have seen this over and over and over in my time as a pastor. Mark chapter 4, verses 3 to 20 says this, Mark 4, 3, listen to this, behold, the sower went out to sow, Mark 4, 4, and as he was sowing, some seed fell beside the road, and the birds came and ate it up. Mark 4, 5, other seed fell on the rocky ground where it did not have much soil, and immediately it sprang up because it had no depth of soil. Mark 4, 6, and after the sun had risen, it was scorched, and because it had no root, it withered away. Mark 4, 7, other seed fell among the thorns, and the thorns came up and choked it, and it yielded no crop. Mark 4, 8, other seeds fell into the good soil, and as they grew up and increased, they yielded a crop and produced 30, 60, and 100-fold. Mark 4, 9. And the Lord Jesus Christ was saying, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. Mark 4, 10. As soon as the Lord was alone, his followers, along with the 12 apostles, began asking him about the parables. Mark 4, 11. And the Lord was saying to them, to you has been given the mystery of the kingdom of God, but those who are outside get everything in parables. Mark 4, 12, so that while seeing they may see and not perceive, and while hearing they may hear and not understand, otherwise they might return and be forgiven. Mark 4, 13, and the Lord said to them, do you not understand this parable? How will you understand all the parables? Mark 4, 14, the sower sows the word of God. Mark 4, 15, these are the ones who are beside the road where the word is sown. And when they hear, immediately Satan comes and takes away the word which has been sown in them. Mark 4, 16, in a similar way, these are the ones on whom seed was sown on the rocky places, who, when they hear the word, immediately receive it with joy, Mark 4, 17, and they have no firm root in themselves, but are only temporary, and then when affliction or persecution arises because of the word, immediately they fall away, Mark 4:18. And others are the ones on whom seed was sown among the thorns. And these are the ones who have heard the word, Mark 4:19. But the worries of the world and the deceitfulness of riches and the desires for other things enter in and choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. Mark 4:20. And those are the ones on whom seed was sown on the good soil. And they hear the word and accept it and bear fruit, 30, 60, and 100-fold. I guess everything that we are hearing about the narrow road that leads to life and the broad road that leads to destruction is reflected in this parable. There are few people who find that narrow road. Well, in these 20 lessons, where I've been asking you to give God another chance, I've given you many reasons to give God another chance. But the only reason to give God another chance really is because you want to. I can't talk you into it. I can't convert you. And neither can anyone who loves you convert you or talk you into it. I just know this. The decision for or against the Lord Jesus Christ and a relationship with him is the most important decision of your lifetime. Here's what the Bible has to say about the matter. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved, you and everyone in your household who also believes. Jesus said to doubting Thomas, I am the way and the truth and the life. I'm the way to salvation. I'm the truth through the word of God, and I am the resurrection life. And no one comes to the Father but through believing in me. John 3:36 says, he who believes in the Son has the resurrection life. But he who does not obey the command to believe in the Son will not see the resurrection life. Instead, the wrath of God, the lake of fire, abides on him. Let's close in prayer. Almighty God and Father, you know the hearts of those you led to these lessons. Thank you for providing them as an audience. And we pray that you give them the curiosity to keep seeking until they find you. We pray that you shield them from the influences of Satan and the kingdom of death. And we pray that when your word is implanted, that you prevent Satan from stealing it away. And we pray that they get to know you and have eternal life as a result of believing in your Son. We ask for your blessings upon them through the power of God the Holy Spirit. In Christ's name, amen. I beg you, give God another chance. If you like these short lessons, visit our website at www.barahministry.com. That's www.barahministries.com. We have two different one-hour lessons per week to edify your spiritual life. And the reason we do these short lessons is to give you a taste of the Word of God and then invite you to come over into the main lesson and worship with us. So if you like these lessons, share them with your friends. If you like these lessons, feel free to help us financially so that we can keep providing these lessons free of charge to people all over the world. Thanks very much for all of those of you who have helped us. And when you do it because you want to, not because you feel you have to, because God loves a cheerful giver. And speaking of giving, keep on giving God another chance. I'm Pastor Rory Clark.